Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor, and I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can make the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. Well, hello and welcome to the Women Faith and Business Podcast. So super excited to have our guest Shay Bynes with us today. Shay Bynes is a passionate storyteller, bridge builder, and strategist who ignites and equips leaders to be catalysts for transformation in their spheres of influence. She is the founder of Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur Movement since 2012, and her most popular book, which I've read several times, Grace Over Grind, How Grace Will Take Your Business Where Grinding Can't, is shifting the way people live, work, and engage the world around them. Whether she's sharing on platforms publicly or consulting privately, you can expect Shay to deliver an abundance of truth with love, grace, and contagious joy. Welcome to the show, Shay. So pleased to have you here. Anything else you want to add to that awesome bio I just read?
No, we don't need to add anything else to that. Oh, no, we can add some personal bio info.
There we go.
So we can add that I am married to my high school sweetie. We've been together since we're 16.
Awesome.
Our 21st anniversary coming up. His name is Phil, and we have three daughters, ranging from toddler to college age. So it's a very interesting dynamic in the Bynes household.
That is awesome. And definitely the best part is always the personal stuff too, right?
Yes.
So this podcast is all about women, faith, and business. So it's women of faith who are in business. So the conversation is all going to be around faith and business. And the first question I always love to ask is, what made you take a leap of faith to actually start your business? We'd love to learn how you started.
Yeah, so my first leap into business was back in 1999, I think.
Wow.
And that was the same year that I graduated from college.
Awesome.
And so I had taken my full-time job, but I always had this desire for options.
Mm.
And so I felt like being able to create income in another way, so it was the side business while I was working my corporate job, I always wanted to have that flexibility. It really had nothing to do. It had nothing to do with my faith. I wasn't led by God to do it or whatever. It was literally just, I want options.
Right.
And so I'm going to hop into this thing. And then really practically speaking, my husband at the time, we had just moved to Connecticut. My husband hadn't started his career yet. And I'm like, we could use some extra money to do the go home for Christmas and stuff like that. So I just kind of hopped into it. You know, and then that was my start many, many years ago now.
Right. So
I was selling hard to find items back on Yahoo auctions.
Okay. Awesome. So initially your leap into business was more about opportunities and the ability to make income besides what your corporate hustle was. So now fast forward, now we're in 2020, 20 years later, I'm sure you've had a lot of shifts and pivots, realizations and change. And I know it's probably hard to condense that 20 year period down, but what would you say are some of those major shifts and pivots you've made in business since first starting back in 1999?
Yeah, so I think a significant place to start would be when I left my corporate career. So it was in 2009. And at that time in my life, I always had like, my relationship with the Lord was, I tell God like what I really want to do, and I ask him to bless those plans. That was kind of my relationship with the Lord.
Right. So, a lot of us do that.
You know, it's just like, so every year I'd have my little lists and I have my things. I say, Lord, you know, here's what's on my heart. You know, please bless these things. Never even really asked him for his input, to be honest. Mm. And so I was doing what I typically do, and it was 2009, and it was the first time that I heard the Lord speak back to me about my stuff.
Mm.
And he said to me, you're going to leave your job by June of 2010.
Wow.
And I thought, that's specific. And I had no idea how that's going to work because I was doing really well in my corporate career. My business income was way smaller.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I don't see a path there, but I'll write that down. Mm-hmm. And so I did. And so anyway, for those next 18 months, it was just these nudges I was getting from the Lord, like, you know, preparing to leave. And none of these cases were was my business income going up. My checklist was not even close to even complete. I mean, not even remotely close. And I had this experience in April 2010 when I'm ironing my clothes at a business conference, and I heard from God like I had never heard from him before. And he just said, go. It was like really loud. I'd never heard from God like that. And so I left. Mm-hmm. So when I left my job, now I'm all of a sudden a full-time entrepreneur, not expecting this, having no idea what this even looks like. At the time, I was investing in real estate, and I was also consulting people who were getting into the real estate investing business. Mm-hmm. And so what I immediately thought was, I just need to pour myself into the thing that I had already started. But I didn't even take a moment to say, God, you're the one who called me out of this job. What's on your heart concerning me and business? I didn't even think to ask. I was so freaked out that all of a sudden now all of this was out. Now I got to go make all this money. You know, I just left my just under six figures and now God's got me out here. Now I got to go make it happen.
Right. Yes. So, you got to make it happen.
Yes. Notice my words. Yes. And so 6 months of trying to make it happen and just grinding it out, I was not making much progress at all. And it's not that I didn't know what I was doing. I did. Now I had all the time in the world to do it.
Right.
And 6 months into that, the Lord says to me, it's just a quiet whisper, are you done yet? Wow. Actually, yes, I guess I am. Because then why did I leave my job again? Like, oh yeah, Lord, like you're involved in this thing. So that was the beginning of the journey for me to at least incline my ear toward him concerning what I was doing in business.
Yeah.
And so that was my shift. That was in 2010. Mm-hmm. And it was a couple years later that things really got interesting, because now I have a friend in the real estate business who says, hey, I met someone I think that I'm supposed to connect you to. And it was a series of divine connections that led to meeting the co-founder of Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur, Antonina Gear.
Right.
So now here you've got someone who's like, I've barely walked this thing out of even paying attention to what God has to say to me in my business.
Right.
To now meeting this woman and then finding out that we have this assignment to do this thing called Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur, when I didn't even really know what that was, what that looked like and what that meant.
Right.
And so that was my second major shift, because here I left my job to go full-time entrepreneur, not really knowing what that's supposed to look like. And then another shift into, oh, okay, God, you want to be involved in this. So let me incline my ear towards you, to, oh, wow, Lord, you want me to do this thing with a stranger on this topic that I don't really much know anything about. Okay, right. Lord. And so my journey has been so crazy.
Crazy.
So crazy. Mm-hmm. I call it my wild, crazy, and amazing adventure with God.
That
is my business journey and my life, honestly, at this point. But my business journey has been a wild, crazy, and amazing adventure with God every step of the way, from the moment that I left my corporate career 10 years ago.
Yeah, I love that wild, crazy journey, adventurous journey, and amazing with God. And there were so many good nuggets in everything that you said. I think the first key was hearing his voice, you know, hearing his voice and getting those nudges. But then after you heard his voice and got those nudges, you decided, I'm going to make it happen. You know, something that a lot of us entrepreneurs
are wrong decision.
Yeah, even people of faith as Christians, we know to turn to God for everything in our life, right? We're always praying about things personally and things that we desire. But then why all of a sudden, a lot of times when we're in business, it's like, I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make money happen.
And I know how to do this. I'm smart. I can learn these skills from such and such. This expert, whatever, put this thing together. I can do this.
Yeah, exactly. But the important thing is then realizing you had to go back to what happened in the very beginning and listening to God's voice. And when he said, are you done yet? It's like, okay, yeah, I am. What's the plan here? And I love the part of the story where you have a title. And I think I've heard that several times from people. They may have a title or a word, and they're not very clear on what that title or word is, but they're willing to take the assignment and take the steps as they move forward to fulfill what that title or thing that God has given them. So it's like we're never fully given the whole entire game plan. We're given the step by step, and it's for us to be obedient in the step by step for the full game plan to show itself and say, oh, that's why 5 years ago you had me do this. And, you know, that's why. But you just take those steps and you do it in obedience. So I think
that's
so
I mean, important. He was faithful to give us, like, I mean, Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur was started off of one word from the Lord. I didn't tell this aspect of the story because I know we don't have a lot of time, but it was literally one of those things where she says out of her mouth, when I knew there was a reason why we connected, and I was like, let's pray about it and come back. Let's pray about it and talk about it. And when she had said the words Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur, by the Spirit, I said, I didn't even know what I was talking about. I said, that's a community, that's a movement, and it starts with a book. That flew out of my mouth.
Yeah,
I didn't know what I was talking about. I was equally surprised as she was when those words came out. Mm-hmm. But that was the word that he spoke.
Yeah.
That was enough for us to say, oh, it's a community, it's a movement, and it starts with a book. Well, since he said it starts with a book, then Lord, this is interesting because we're going to start with a book about kingdom-driven entrepreneurship. Have we even been kingdom-driven entrepreneurs? What does this even mean? We're Christians who've been operating in business, but these words are so specific. What does it mean? And it was that 6 months of really sitting with him, just like, what's your heart on this thing? What does that look like? Before we ever showed up to the outside world in this, there was that 6 months of just like cultivating, like, what is this? Walking this thing out step by step, not rushing to get ahead of him. Just like, who is this stranger? I really like her. She likes me. I like, you've got this. We're doing this thing. We're not sure exactly what this looks like, but we know that it's a community and movement that starts with a book. So we stewarded that one sentence.
Yeah. And that's key. I love that word steward, you know, to steward the vision that God has given you is so important. Yes. When it comes to church, a lot of times when you hear stewardship, I always think about money. Are you being a good steward with your finances? Giving your tithes and offering to the church, but stewarding our vision, the vision that God has given us, I've come to realize even just recently that is more important than the stewardship of our money. You know, it really is our calling and what our mission is here on earth. And if we're not being a good steward of that, we're kind of failing because it's like, I want to hear well done at the end of this, in all of this, I want to hear well done. I don't want to hear, oh, you sucked. You know, I gave you this assignment and I gave you this vision and you were a horrible steward of it. You really sucked. So,
well, if you think about like steward, I mean, it just simply means manage, right?
Manage
and so he is good. It's like he has given us authority to manage, you know, certain things. So there's certain things that he has on his heart and certain assignments that are on our lives and dreams that we have that are placed in our heart, just in our relationship with him. And so we want to be able to steward those things. It doesn't mean take it and run with it, create a whole blueprint and just do it all on your own. That's the last thing that I'm suggesting, but absolutely walking that thing out with him. Him step by step and exploring what that looks like and allowing him to illuminate the path as you go, as opposed to expecting an entire blueprint to fall in your lap with step A through Z. Man, if the Lord had told me about some of the stuff that I've walked through with Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur and some of the stuff we were doing, he showed me that 8 years ago, I would have been scared and it would have felt overwhelming. And I know that there's still to this day, I'm almost 8 years in now. And I still know to this day, there are things that he has not shown me that we're headed to because he's still like, you're not ready to know that part yet. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
Thing with Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur is obvious that you have to talk about your faith and business because it's Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
And what was your feeling of I don't want to say coming out of the closet, but being really open, you know, and saying this is a platform for kingdom-driven entrepreneurs and really talking about God and faith and business, which isn't necessarily the norm. And I think a lot of times, you know, what God asks us to do is countercultural, because when you were talking about blueprints and having blueprints as entrepreneurs and business owners, we tend to go to the coaches and the gurus and follow some blueprint. You know, you're always hearing of a guideline or blueprint to follow to be successful. So I think, you know, understanding and realizing that a lot of times God is countercultural to what we're used to doing, right, with the blueprints. So when he, you know, gave this on your heart, Kingdom Different Entrepreneurs, what was your feeling about being open about entrepreneurship and God in the same space?
Yeah, it was... So if I take a step back for a second, when I was doing the real estate stuff, my blog was called Good Faith Investing. And I never really talked about God, but per se, as it related to business, because I hadn't even really integrated. I wasn't even seeking God concerning the everydays around my business at that time. But I knew who I was, and that, and so who I am just kind of came out. So there would be times where there would be something that would come out that would be related to my faith. So I was not uncomfortable talking about faith in general, in a business context, because I had been doing that. Well, but this shift to an audience of Christians in business to talk explicitly about the Word of God concerning business, following the leading of the Holy Spirit. That was really nerve-wracking for me because it's like, Lord, this is your word. Like, yeah. I don't, you know, the weight that you can put on yourself for wanting it to be perfection, because the last thing you want to do is misconstrue something in his word or anything like that. Listen, I hadn't even prayed in front of a group of people before we started Kingdom Journey.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, it was so, I mean, talk about when people say God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. I'm like, that may be cliche, but it is so true.
It is.
I mean, it's like there was nothing in my like typical bio that would say, here's the one.
Yeah.
Here's the one, you know?
Yeah.
So it was nerve-wracking, but I had this crazy radical encounter with God a couple months prior to starting Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur that gave me such a revelation of the depth and the breadth of his love that I knew that even though I didn't know all the things, I didn't know how this was going to work, I didn't know all the details, that I could walk this thing out knowing he has my best in mind. He's got me covered. I didn't have the weight. I didn't carry the weight of it anymore. Mm-hmm. And so once I removed that weight, because I was like, he's got it. He's got me and he's got this.
Right.
That gave me freedom to do it without fear of screwing up. Because I knew that if I did, that he would work it out. We clean it up or whatever. So then I wasn't fearful of movement.
Yeah.
But it was like nerve-wracking because it's a whole nother weight to it. But it's not in reality really that big of a weight. It's what in our mindset we make it this huge weight, right?
Yeah.
But really, just as much as he had me in doing other stuff, even when I wasn't asking him, it was just the same way he had me in the space of this conversation, you know? And so, but that really took just growing in intimacy and relationship with him so that I could operate and work out of a proper identity in him.
Yeah.
And that was everything for me to be able to show up in that way, especially with my personality, which was very driven, very performance and achievement oriented and, you know, very strategic. And I'm still strategic and all those things. Those are gifts. But I did that thinking like I have to do all the things.
Right.
And so that was unhealthy. And so I needed to be able to get into a proper space with him in order to be I didn't consider myself a leader. I was just like doing the thing God called me to do.
Right. Yeah. So much good stuff in that. And I think that when you're in partnership with God, you have freedom from the fear.
Oh,
like you said, you get the freedom from the fear. It's like, okay, God, you called me to this and we're in partnership. I think I read somewhere, I don't remember where exactly I got it from, but it's like, if you called me to this, then you're responsible for the success of it.
I mean, right. It's like he wouldn't give it to you if he didn't say that you with me together, you've got everything needed. To do this.
Yeah.
You know, some people say your will, your bill. Like if it's your will, Lord, it's also your bill. If it's your, you know, if it's your vision, it's also your provision. Like and provision, not just financially, provision in every definition aspect of the word of provision, like everything that's needed for this assignment, I can find in you. Right.
Yeah.
And so there is a lot of freedom in that and just making those moves. And I'm like, listen, if someone could take a software engineer, program manager, project manager, super analytical, logical person and get me to a point of doing operating in some crazy stuff that I had no idea, no blueprints, no way of knowing, completely illogical, honestly, to do some of the things like that. I was like, wow, you know, there's hope for a lot of people because I mean, I laid down all that. Because I realized that what he had for me was going to be infinitely better than whatever I could have done on my own.
Yeah, definitely. I love that. So we talked about business and your partnership with God in your business, but I'd love to get the backstory of your faith journey. You know, we all come to become believers in different ways. And I'm just amazed at the different stories that people have. So I'd love to learn what your faith journey is, you know, how you became a believer, what that process was for you.
Sure. So I was raised in the church. My parents, as long as I can remember, were, my dad was an elder in the church. Mm. All my memories of childhood, I was in church.
Okay.
I think I was baptized around the age of 8. I'm not super sure, but it was around there. It was in early elementary school. Mm-hmm. But so I basically grew up in a household that was full of faith, but I couldn't say that I had a personal relationship with the Lord. Mm-hmm. I I pretty much had a reverential fear of the Lord and my parents, and I wanted to stay out of trouble. Uh-huh. And so I just wanted to do the things that were right because I always wanted to honor my parents.
Right.
And so that's kind of how I grew up. The thing that shifted everything for me was really not until my early 30s. To be honest with you, the growth journey for me in terms of my faith happened really at the moment that I left my job.
Wow.
The moment that I left my job and I was in a position where I can't make things happen on my own was the beginning of my for real faith journey.
Yeah. Like
for real, to get to know him for real.
Right.
You know, for myself.
Right.
And the thing that I alluded to earlier, which was when I said that I had this crazy encounter with God before a couple months before starting Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur, that was, to me, that was like phase two of like my growth in him. And so I've had, it's so funny to me that the journey of doing Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur has so much been right at the core of my own faith journey and growing in him. I've grown in him doing this thing.
All right.
You know, so to me, it's the biggest gift. The fact that it gets to be a blessing to other people is like icing on the cake. But literally the last 8 years of my growth in him is I wouldn't change it for anything in the world. Mm-hmm. But I did grow up in a household full of faith.
Yeah. Yeah. And I agree with you. I honestly feel like this whole journey of entrepreneurship and business ownership is a faith journey. It is a spiritual journey. So that's why I could never understand why we separate faith and business, because it's such a large part of this journey, especially as believers, that God is in the midst of it when we don't know when the next client is going to come in and we have mortgages and bills to pay every month regardless.
Right.
You're just leaning on that faith and believing it. You know, it really strengthens your faith a lot. And I do find in, you know, the different area interviews that I've done, it's some type of wilderness experience that you go through that strengthens you and strengthens your faith and your belief in God, or some type of pain or some type of pivotal point that really makes you grow, especially when you grow up in the church. I'm similar to you. I grew up in the church from the age of five. That's all I've known. I've grown up in the church. But it's about a personal relationship. And there's a point in your life where you lean on and need that personal relationship even more when you're going through wilderness moments, painful moments, key things that really become a turning point in your life and build that personal relationship
instead of
just religion and faith,
that's exactly right. And that's I think that's the beautiful part of it. And the thing is, like, nothing can take that away from you, you know. When you can hear, I'll take the part of provider, right? I could hear God is my provider, and I would even say God is my provider when I was working my corporate career. But in reality, what I was really thinking was, this job is my provider. And so, and even though I would never say that, I would say God, but in my heart, that's, I was leaning on the job as my provider. So when the job went away, and then it was like, oh snap. And then the savings went away.
Right.
Like, oh, okay.
Right.
And then what I experienced was him as provider in the craziest ways. And then it was like, nobody can take away from me the fact that he is provider and that he is my source. Any and everything else is a resource. He is my source. I did not have a revelation of that until it was so obvious that the only way was that he was going to be my source.
Yeah.
And so that was like the beginning part of the journey, was me learning him as provider of all things. He is the source. And then he worked on other aspects of me getting to know other aspects of his character and his nature. But that was kind of the first entryway in to greater relationship with him, was getting revelation of that, because it was like, I'm going to be obedient to leave this job because I can't shake that you said it. I don't even know what'll happen if I stay in this job because you spoke so loudly to me. I've never experienced that before. Like, the last thing I want to do is stay in this job because I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know? And so for him to show himself like that in those stages was, it's just, that's just the goodness of God. It's like, no, I've got you. Just hang with me. You know, you're obedient to leave. Hang with me. Watch what I'm going to do. You know, like, nobody can tell me different.
Yeah,
nobody can tell me different.
Yeah, Shay was like, I don't want a Jonah experience, so listen, I will go ahead and leave this
Let me just go ahead and be obedient.
Exactly, and I
never heard God like that before.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I think it's, I've just come to that revelation to myself several years ago about God being the source and not even the clients when it comes to entrepreneur and business owners.
Absolutely.
They're just resources. And God's resources are abundant. So yes, when one place dries up, know and understand your source will provide another resource for
That's
you.
Right.
You know, so I think sometimes we think the resource may be the job or the paycheck that we're getting, but sometimes a resource can be a particular client. If God has you in a season of being with this person for that period and now it's time to move on, you have to be comfortable with letting go of that resource and understanding he's the source regardless.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we had situations where we would think that we would have a particular financial need and then that need would be removed. You know, we'd have a debt that we thought we need to pay and then it would be supernaturally canceled.
Yeah.
We'd have, you know, I've got story after story after story about how various ways that I could not have orchestrated. God showed up to work a detail out that made sure that we were okay. Whether it was he brought it by the increase or he bought it by the decrease, no matter what, he brought it.
He brought it, And a lot of times it's so you know it is him. There's no question in it.
Yeah, like
you may start questioning and say, well, maybe my mom, maybe it was because so-and-so, or maybe, no, there's no question. Nothing but God in this.
This like was he moved on the hearts of people. You didn't have to orchestrate it. I mean, I got stories for days. And so it's like, you know, to just see the faithfulness of God in so many different ways, that was just kind of the beginning stages of me exploring that in him, but in so many ways.
I love that. And it actually leads to my next question, which is, how would you define the power of faith? You know, we've been talking a lot about faith. So how would you actually define the power of it?
Well, so if faith is the substance of things hoped for, but yet the evidence of things not seen, you know, I mean, if so, we've already been given this is the currency, this is the currency of heaven. Like you don't necessarily see the thing. Mm-hmm. But yet you still believe the thing. And because you believe the thing, right, and you come in alignment with what it is, you bring the invisible realities of heaven to the visible realities of earth, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's that alignment and that agreement with what God has spoken.
Mm-hmm.
That's the power. The power is in the agreement with that thing. Mm-hmm. And in the agreement of that, then we see that which is invisible become visible. Uh-huh. In our lives, in our businesses, in our families, and you know, in whatever, right? So that's, to me, that's the power of faith. It is absolutely it's like heaven's currency.
Yeah, definitely the invisible becoming visible.
Yeah.
I love that. And of course, this podcast is all about women, faith, and business. So what would you say your definition would be to the power of business?
So businesses, I love, love, love business because for a few reasons. One is because it is limitless in nature. So when you work in a corporate space, there's always a cap. Wherever you go, there's always a cap, okay? No matter what your position is, it's a cap. But when you are a business owner, when you're in that space of business, then, you know, there's really no limit to your ability to serve. There's no limit to your ability to grow and progress as you're stewarding what you have, right? Stewarding what you have, and then God continues to bring the increase. So I love the limitless nature of being in business. Mm-hmm. I also love the freedom to function, the freedom to flow as God leads you to flow without the restrictions. Right. So I love the freedom component of business. Mm-hmm. And I love that business allows you to be an expression of whatever it is that God placed on your heart, however you want to serve and however you want to show up. I love that you have that. You can certainly have that expression in a corporation, but again, you're always placed with whatever the limits or the structure or the whatever is around you. Whereas in the space of business, there's just a bit more freedom around that.
Yeah.
And so I love that. And so those are some of the reasons why I love it. But I mean, if there's things that you have on your heart for how you desire to give, how you desire to serve, how you desire to show up, all of those things, you have the ability to do that, you know, with God in the context of business.
Yeah, I love that. So mainly expression, how you can show up in the marketplace in a unique and genuine expression of yourself with the talents, abilities, and gifts and skills that God has given you in the form of your business, and also the limitlessness. You know, like you said, you know what's amazing to me is I remember when I was in corporate America, like once a year you have that evaluation of how you've done, and then it's like, okay, you've been a great employee, it's been excellent, and you get a 1% raise.
Right.
It's like, whoa, 1% raise. Wow, right.
You could be the top performer. You could be the top performer, and then the atta girl is, here's your 1%.
1% raise.
Right. And where the marketplace, if you're providing great service in the market, the return on that service is way greater.
Yeah. Yeah. So I agree with you with the fact that it's limitless when it comes to entrepreneurship and business ownership and freedom. Everyone always says freedom being a key part of that.
It's
a big part of it. It really
is. I mean, honestly, it took a long time for us to make more money than I made as a corporate person.
Right.
In business. It took a while, but the freedom, like I never could, like the freedom that I gained, even in the deficit of the income, it's like I couldn't even be matched, right? Yeah. I have never, from the day that I left, I have never turned back. I've never missed it, never wanted to go back, never wanted, you know, never.
Yeah.
Even in the hardest financial seasons of doing what I do, I never desired to go back.
It's true. It's like going back to Egypt.
Right. It was like going back to Egypt. And I loved the work that I did too. It's not even like I was miserable, but it's just like when you're in alignment with God, like the last thing you want to do is, just, I mean, if I go back to the job, unless the Lord's led me, if I go back to that job, then now I'm saying that job is my source.
Yeah.
So if God didn't lead me there, you called me out. You didn't call me out to put me back in unless you said, hey, this was for this season. Now, you know, now I want you over there. But he never said that. So if I did that, that would be me saying, God, really? I'm not sure I like your plan here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back.
Right. Because the reality is there's a lot of struggle in it too. It's not all glamorous. It definitely isn't. And I always think of the Israelites and their journey from Egypt to the promised land and specifically the wilderness. And there were moments where they complained to Moses and said, hey, we're better off in Egypt. At least we don't, you know, we could go back. There's still a possibility of going back. And I think the same thing for the entrepreneurial journey, because there are moments in the entrepreneurial and business ownership journey where you think, I could get a job. I could get a steady paycheck. I'll guarantee that every 2 weeks money comes in my account. I could get a job because at least I know a health insurance would be attached to it, and it won't be a big bill for me or my family. So I really compare it to that whole journey from Egypt to the promised land in saying that it's not easy. There's moments where you will be like, oh Lord, I'm not sure.
Oh my gosh.
Go back.
Yeah. I had a 3-year period that was crazy
in
the midst of the last 8 years, but and the thing is, I want to be clear for someone who's listening. If God's leading you to go get a job or get a side thing or part-time, that's different. Go do it. Please go do it, because you're disobedience to not do it. And then you're going to be mad at God when things aren't going well in your business. Yeah. But it's like, no. You want to operate in that obedience, right?
Yeah,
but if that's not how he's leading, it's so important to just persevere, work through it, know that he is the source. And so he will give insight. He'll give strategy. There's been times in that crazy 3-year period where he said to me, I'd say, do you want me to go? I know how to get clients, Laura. I can just go do that real estate investing thing and just go get some clients. He's like, no. Okay. Well then what am I supposed to do? And so he's just like, just trust me.
Right.
Okay. So I'd keep walking. And then all of a sudden, I hadn't promoted anything, people were coming to me and saying, hey, do you help people, you know, with just kind of like, I'm trying to start something up. Do you help people in just like the start? And people just started showing up in my inbox.
Yeah,
exactly. He just sent people. I'm like, Lord, this is not what I was doing. I'm doing kingdom driven art. Like, what is this? He's like, provision.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Right. Then I'll go do that. Right. It was outside of kingdom driven entrepreneur. And it was just for a seer. And it was like, and it wasn't something that was like, oh, now go market that. I didn't go start marketing that business that I was doing. No, my outside was still kingdom driven entrepreneur. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. But God was sending others behind the scenes to fill in gaps for our family.
Yeah. And I think that's a key point that we have to pay attention to, the opportunities that come our way, and not be like, oh, it's not related to Kid Entrepreneur. I can't do it. If that's being said that way, to you that way, it's important for you to be open, because there's so many ways, like we said, so many resources. There's an abundance of resources. We can't box ourselves in thinking that's like, it has to look like this.
Exactly
it has
that.
To be like this. And, and you know, it's important to be open, stay on mission, but also be open to what other opportunities and things God may be bringing your way without shiny object syndrome. Because that can be an issue.
Right. It's like God brought it. I didn't have to go after it. I wasn't watching webinars about it. Like God just brought it.
Placed it in your lap.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's beautiful. So this has been an amazing conversation. So many golden nuggets and great information. So if people want to get to know you a little bit better, Shay, what would be the best way for them to reach you and connect with you?
Sure. The best place to go would be kingdomdrivenentrepreneur.com. Okay. And when you go there, you can connect with, you know, we've got a podcast. We have some really great courses. I recommend for someone who wants to do business in partnership with God, we have this thing called Firestarter School. It's available at the price of your own choice. I suggest that it's kind of like a 101 to kingdom driven entrepreneurship. But when you go to that website, it can connect you to everything that we've got going on.
Yeah, definitely check out kingdomdriventrepreneur.com, correct?
Yes.
.com, and check out everything that Shay is doing in the world. Thank you so much for being on the Women, Faith, and Business podcast.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Nadine.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening to the Women, Faith, Plus Business podcast. I hope this episode has been insightful and inspirational. Wherever you're listening, be sure to go ahead and subscribe to get the next episodes, or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list. Plus, if you want to discover two powerful ways to successfully plan your marketing so you can attract your ideal clients and prosper in your God-given purpose, be sure to text POWERFUL to 31996. Thanks for listening.